Welcome to the Light, Hope, and Healing podcast, where we discuss why you have stress, anxiety, pain, illness, and how to heal from it. I am your host, Tracy Gorick. My background is a healing coach, energy healer, spiritual mentor, intuitive, and channel. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing? So, this week we're going to talk about the third to the fifth dimension and why healing is so important. And I'm really excited about this one because we're in the middle of this right now. And so, for those of you that don't understand, all this stuff that's going on is really a catalyst to help wake up humanity so we can move to the fifth dimension. Okay, so we're going to do a small little intro from third, fourth, and fifth dimensions to help you kind of understand what I'm going to be talking about today. So the third dimension is the dimension that you probably know the most. It's where we are. It's the physical one. It's separateness is that dimension. It's everything. Everybody thinks they're separate. Everybody's in everything for themselves. So that's the third. Very simple terms. The fourth is the in-between the third and the fifth. In the fourth, you start to understand about the fifth. You're in and out of the fifth dimension. But still, the third kind of pulls you back because you're just not quite there in your understanding of one. Okay? And then the fifth dimension is finally when you understand that everything is connected. We're all one. There's no really separateness, right? So everything you do is connected. You have seen glimpses of it, I'm sure, in the third dimension. Because honestly, we're going in and out of the fifth dimension right now. So most of us came here at this time to experience this shift from the third to the fifth dimension. And you're going to see more and more and more of separateness happen for people that have done the work, learned and understood going to the fifth dimension. Now, some of them are doing it, not really maybe necessarily consciously, right? But then you're going to see the ones that are want to stay in the third dimension. And I want you to remember that's fine because we all had our soul plan and some that's what they decided to do, okay? So don't get worried, worked up, or frustrated with others, okay, in this transition time. So the point is, you want to strive to understand the oneness. So in all the things that I've been talking about on my podcast and everything, on my YouTube channel, it's to help you get to the fifth dimension. It's to help you heal and understand what's really going on here because we've been under a veil and hidden from the truth. And that's part of what's going on. And you know, people are going to be really shocked as they start to understand what's really been happening their whole lives here on Earth. It's real shocking for a lot of people, even the people like me that, you know, this is what we do and we came and we knew this stuff deep down. But as we started to really, truly understand what's been going on, it's shocking. And I'm telling you all of this to explain something and what's going on with the light workers, right? Because we're all experiencing things. We're also healing as we go. You know, it is Earth, and if we were perfect, we wouldn't be here. But we came in to have these experiences so we can help others as they start to go through them too. So what happened for me recently is I've always known what's going on right now. Now, what happened is, though, in March, when everything went on lockdown, I started doing more and more research. And it truly was shocking to find out what's really been going on around the world with different things. And I was fine, you know, at that point. I was like, okay, I got it. I understood. It was disappointing. It was a little shocking, but I was good at that point, right? So knowing, you know, back in March and then coming all this way and going through all these lockdowns and the mask wearing and the, you know, knowing what's really going on, what's really been going on has been difficult and it's getting more and more difficult for me. And I can see in a lot of the other light workers that I am friends with or watch on YouTube or follow on Facebook, all of us seem to be struggling at different times where we kind of have to take a step back, right? So what happened for me recently is I started doing, more stuff was coming out. I thought I knew everything that had happened. But more stuff started coming across for me to see. And for some reason, it hit me, and it was really devastating. And I think it's because this prolonged thing where we know that there's a catalyst going on with the politics right now that's helping to wake people up and get people, as many people as we can, to move into the fifth dimension. Now, this is my opinion. Take what feels right and leave the rest. This is how I've kind of put it together and what feels right for me. So this catalyst that's happening, it's just, it's going on and on and on, right? So I, like I said, I started doing the research, more stuff came out, and it hit me. It was really devastating that once people understand what's really been going on and that everything they thought is not what's really going on, people are going to struggle. And so it hit me because I was like, oh, everything's I love, people I loved. It was just my whole thought process had to change because it wasn't real. And what happened then also at the same time is stuff that I hadn't fully worked through came up and came out. So I had one full day where I just had to shut down and kind of grieve a little bit. But what happened after that grieving is now, like the past couple of days, I've been having trouble with my left eye. And so I finally went and looked at it. And what happened was, when you look up the eye and what it means for when you have eye trouble, it means there's something you're not wanting to see and deal with. And it was interesting because I had gotten one day into that really low spot because I've done a lot of work. Like, this stuff doesn't bother me, right? But we're also in a, just so you know too, we're in a position right now where we're working through stuff that we thought we did, but we hadn't finished. So it's coming up to take a look at again so we can really clear it out and heal from it. So that's part of what's going on with me right now also. But it was stuff I didn't want to see, and it was stuff that I had kind of buried. And so when it came up, it's showing in my eye because it's stuff I didn't want to see. So I'm telling you this so you can see the connection between our emotions and our thoughts, and then when we have pain and illness in our body. There's the book, The Secret Language of Your Body by Ina Siegel, and it's a really good book to have because you go in there and you look at what's going on, like with my eye. You can look it up and see, okay, yep, that's what's really going on. You know what's going on, but you need to like have it pointed out to you because you just go on with life because you kind of bury it. You want to pretend, well, that's not going on because you're trying to be the good person, right? So when you're not really healing from it and paying attention, it's going to show up in your body. The other thing is your body will talk to you, like I talked in the first podcast. Your body's talking to you and telling you what to pay attention to, what your mind's thinking, what you need to work on healing, okay? So this is where it's important going from the third to the fifth dimension and healing the stuff, the trauma that you've experienced. You're healing trauma and things from several lifetimes because Earth, we're done reincarnating here, right? We're moving into the fifth dimension. It's a new Earth that's going to be beautiful and glorious to get there, right? But we have to work out the stuff so we can be at that high vibration. So when you're holding on to the anger and the frustration of these traumas, it's making you sick, and you're going to struggle moving into the fifth. Earth is going to keep having light, more and more light come in, and it's a slower process. It's coming more rapidly now, but it's a slower process so we can assimilate to it. So understand, if you're not working through healing and clearing this stuff, it's going to get more difficult for you, and things are going to show up more for you. So just keep that in mind because, you know, I've gone back and forth. It's like there is people that came here and they didn't want to. They never planned to go into the fifth dimension. Okay. That was just their plan for this lifetime, for whatever it is. I mean, I think we need the polarity so we can see, you know, what for the ones that are moving to the fifth, they can see the difference. So they know what they're doing. So we need that here at this point. To see the third dimension. So maybe that was some of the people's purpose or the soul's purpose that don't want to move on because they knew that was their job is to be in the third so others can move to the fifth. Think about that way. Maybe that'll help you when you see people that aren't where you think they should be at a level because everybody has a purpose and everybody had a plan and a reason for what they were doing here at this time. If you're listening to this podcast, though, most likely you are listening because you need to hear. You've got to work through the stuff because you're going to the fifth, okay? So you really want to pay attention to what your emotions are doing and where your aches and pains are and what's causing them. And you want to clear it out. It's coming fast, guys. Those are coming fast. You can heal fast, though, if you decide. But that's just it. You have to decide you want to make a difference and change what you're doing. There's no more holding on to the grudges. There's no more being angry at whoever for what they did to you. There's no more holding on to the traumas that happened to you. Yes, all of that stinks. And yes, no, it's not fair, right? It's not fair what happened. But if you want to move on, live this beautiful life that we're making and going to. Then you've got to let it go. You've got to decide for yourself and let it go. Because truthfully, when you really look at everything, we all came in here with this plan. We came in here to have these experiences. And we get to experience the best thing ever by going into the fifth dimension and seeing what life's going to be like. I can't even begin to tell you how beautiful it's going to be. And it's sooner than you think. So now is the time to heal. Now is the time to clear out. Now is the time to let go of these grudges and things that are holding you in the lower vibration. You want to do everything you can to be in the higher vibration. And last week I talked about that, you know, what things you can do. Do the morning routine. Listen to peaceful music in the morning. Don't start off the morning watching the news, getting on social media, reading emails. Get up. Listen to peaceful music, journal, and then slowly maybe get into that stuff. I would add in there, drink some water, exercise, do all that. But come up with your own routine. But you don't want to start it off with the news and you don't want to start it off with social media and emails because it'll crash you in a lower vibration so fast. As a matter of fact, I did that to myself the other day and oof, now I won't even let myself. I just won't go. On it, I will go into YouTube and put on my peaceful morning music while I'm journaling and drinking my water. So, to help you be able to do that, you come up with different routines or your routine that fits for you and what you like to have done in the morning. But make it something that keeps you away from the stuff that will lower your vibration. I wanted to add in here also that. For those of you that understand what's going on, you understand that it's not about the politics, it's about being a catalyst into helping people wake up to understand what's going on so more of us can move in the fifth dimension. I want you to be really understanding to the people who are not awake, who don't understand it. We all have moments, and I even watch all the light workers I watch and follow. We all have moments where we're like, oh, why aren't they getting it? The thing is, they're gonna be shocked and when everything comes out. So you want to be there and be understanding for them and to help them. Because it's gonna be difficult for the ones that don't understand. And if you happen to come across my podcast and you don't understand what I'm talking about with the politics and the catalyst and the third, the fifth, and why all that is happening, You can message me and I can share some videos with you to watch that would help you to understand what's going on. That's the other thing though. Once you understand what's going on, understand it and then move on. Don't sit with it. Don't keep researching it. Just understand it and move on. Because I got myself in that cycle also, which is probably partly where I am with the eye right now of, okay, I pulled myself off mainstream media. I can't even watch the news anymore. I hardly turn on the TV. And so I got sucked into all of the conspiracy and what's going on with that and the politics part of it. And that started to then affect me. It was good for a little while, but then it started to drag down my vibration. So you really want to pay attention. Pay attention. I always tell you guys, pay attention to how you feel. And when things aren't feeling good that you're doing, you need to stop it and change what you're doing into something that will help you feel better, raise your vibration. I think that's all I have for today. I would love it if you have anything you want me to talk about in the future to send me an email. And it's at tracy@tracygorick.com. And just send me the questions you have or things you would like to know about. And then also, that being said, I have a membership program that I'm really excited about that we started. This was the first week where you get into my private group and I channel messages from your guides. So you ask a short question and then you get a short channeled answer from your guides, which has been really helpful for people. We're doing healings on Wednesday, which is a group healing for you guys. And then you're in a group where you all can talk and exchange your thoughts and ideas to help each other out. And what I'm doing, it's called Tracy's Sacred Tribe. What I'm doing is trying to help get people together that are like-minded that would be in a tribe so you understand each other. Because when you're out there in the big old world with everything, it's hard to find the people that are like-minded. And so that's what I'm doing this for. And it's $9.99 a month. So if you're interested in that, I will have the link in the comments or the message below. So just, or you can email me, tracy@tracygorick.com. And I would be happy to answer your questions and get you in the group if you would like. So we'll go ahead and get started with the healing now. If you are driving or using heavy machinery, you need to stop listening to the podcast now because we are going to be doing a healing meditation and the energy is very powerful and can make you sleepy and lose concentration. Come back when you stop driving or using the heavy equipment and enjoy the healing meditation. Go ahead and get comfortable. Back straight, or you can lay down, and remember you can always come listen to this meditation at any time to help you out. If you're having a rough day, you can come watch any or listen to any of my podcasts or find my videos. Most of them have healing in them or meditations. So get comfortable. I want you to take a deep breath in. Hold it. And exhale. I want you to imagine a violet flame below your feet coming up and around and through your whole body. And energy, cleansing, clearing, and purifying everything. Any negative feelings, any anger, frustration, anxiety that comes up, throw that in the violet flame. All right, I want you to take another deep breath in now. Hold it. And exhale. And anything that comes up, throw that in the violet flame. Or release it into the violet flame so it transmutes it. You don't want to hold on to it. Another deep breath in. Hold it. And exhale everything that's no longer serving you. And one last deep breath in. Hold it. And exhale everything that's no longer serving you. Now I want you to release
everything that's no longer serving you, any negative thoughts, any anger, frustration towards others, just put it in the violet flame. You want to clear all of this out. This helps you be more at peace and more able to only handle what you were supposed to handle. Not this stuff that you can't solve, not stuff coming from others, and not the consciousness. So now I want you to clear anything you feel that may have come from others, right? If you pulled in front of somebody in traffic and you know they got angry, they are sending negative energy, not consciously, but they're sending negative energy. So just release that into the violet flame. And then finally, anything from the consciousness, any fear, anxiety, frustration, anger, anxiety, stress. There's a lot of that into the consciousness right now. So just release it into that violet flame. All right, when you feel you've cleared everything else that's no longer serving you, that you need, or coming from others or the consciousness, I want you now to imagine the gold light coming down from Source, God, whatever it is you believe in, coming down into the top of your head. And it's going to go move down, all the way down in your throat. We are going to stop at the throat, and we're going to work on the throat, clearing that out real quick. That chakra is just spinning with that gold light emanating out from it, cleansing, clearing, purifying everything in there. And then when you feel that's done, stop. And now we're going to move that gold light down into your heart. So this is the heart healing. I want you to open your heart up. A lot of us have closed hearts. You want to open it up. You want to try to keep it open because we've closed it down to protect ourselves. But then we're not living and feeling the real truth of what's around us and what Earth's about, what the people are about, that there is a lot of light. So open your heart up. I want you to think of a person or group of people, more than one, and send them the gold light from your heart. You can send this with love to people you've had horrible, horrible things happen with, right? It's for you, not them, to heal the situation. You don't need to be around them, but you want to heal it so it's not affecting you. So now think of people, or at least one person, and send them this light from your heart. Go ahead and start now. Okay, and when you feel it's done, bring that gold light back into your heart. See it spinning, clearing out everything you no longer need in that chakra. And when you feel it's done, it will stop. And now we're going to move that gold light down the rest of our spine to our tailbone. It's going to split there, go down both legs, out the bottoms of our feet, go into Mother Earth. Come back up into the bottom of our feet, up, connecting at the tailbone again, going up our spine, all the way up out the top of our head, back up to Source, and then back down. We're going to let this run for a minute. It's healing, just running through our whole body, and I'll send a little bit of healing right now to you. There's no time or space, so no matter when you're listening to this, you will get the healing. Like I said, you can come back at any time. So sit back and relax, and I'll send healing now. Okay, guys, slowly come back. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. We're going to take that violet flame that was in the middle of us and send it back up to Source to transmute it. That's what I have for today, guys. You go have a wonderful day. Do at least one of these things each day, every day. Go do something that you love, something that brings you joy, something that lifts you up. Do at least one of those every day. Do self-care, at least one self-care every day. Whether it's an Epsom salt bath, drink tea, pray, meditate, sit out in the sun. Do at least one self-care for yourself. And then look for the good in everything. When something stands out or someone stands out, tell them. Lift them up and lift you up. Pay attention how beautiful it feels when you compliment somebody on something. And then write 10 things you're grateful for. Do these things, guys, every day. And you're going to see a difference in your life. That's it for today. Have a great day. I love you all. And I will see you next week.